Live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app, this is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, it's Katie Gillen with the news at 5:30. Coming up in this bulletin, the final report into the Creasa explosion has been submitted to the Director of Public Prosecutions. The young man who died following a road traffic collision in Pettigo on Sunday has been named as Ronan King from Lurgan in County Armagh. Gardaí have confirmed investigations have been launched following an incident at Fonn Marina on Saturday. And figures from the latest HSE management data report show that during April, the target time of 2 weeks to see urgent breast cancer referrals was missed by nearly 90% at Letterkenny University Hospital. These stories and full plus more to follow. Kieran Cannon will be here with the latest sports news at around 2:45. But first, the final report into the Creasa explosion has been submitted to the Director of Public Prosecutions. It was confirmed earlier this afternoon that the health and safety report had been sent in. 10 people lost their lives in the explosion at a petrol station in October 2022. Among them was 14-year-old Leona Harper. Her mother, Donna, says she and other families affected by the tragedy welcome today's news and remain hopeful that they will receive answers soon.
The file has been sent to the DPP. Confirmation was made today in regards to that. So that is all the files submitted now to the DPP. So it's obviously in the hands now of the DPP, so we'll just be waiting on their decision to come back in regards to this now. We have no idea how long it's going to be before the DPP get back, but we'll just be waiting patiently now.
It's nearly been 4 years, and you and other families and friends are just waiting for answers. How do you feel today with this news?
Well, I think it was a bit of a shock as well, in a way that it did come, because we were on the understanding that we wouldn't be getting an answer until around the 28th of August in regards to if the health and safety file had gone or whether it was going or not at that stage. But it was a bit of a shock to hear it, but at least all the files have gone now. So I suppose we're just going to be kind of on eggshells now as well, waiting on the DPP back. So it's going to be a nervous time waiting on them back, but hopefully that we'll get the answers that we need then.
The young man who died following a road traffic collision in Pettigo on Sunday has been named as Ronan King from Lurgan in County Armagh. Gardaí are continuing to investigate the incident. Garda Grainne Doherty made this appeal on today's Greg Hughes show.
This occurred on the R232 at Fincashel, Pettigo, on Sunday the 2nd of August. The collision involved a car and a 4x4 vehicle. It occurred around 2:45 p.m. The driver of the car, a male in his 20s, was pronounced deceased at the scene. A passenger of the car, a female in her 20s, was transported to hospital with serious injuries. The driver and sole occupant of the second vehicle, a male in his 60s, was also brought to hospital for assessment only. So Gardaí are appealing to anyone who might have travelled on the R232 near Pettigo at the time of the collision to come forward. Road users who may have camera footage, including dash cam or mobile phone footage, are asked to make it available to investigating Gardaí. Anybody with information are asked to contact Ballyshannon Gardaí on 071 985 8530, the Garda Confidential line 1800 666 111, or any Garda station.
Gardaí have confirmed investigations have been launched following an incident at Fonn Marina on Saturday. They responded to reports of an assault at around 7:40 in the morning. A woman in her 20s received medical assistance. Gardaí say their investigations are currently ongoing. Figures from the latest HSE management data report show that during April, the target time of 2 weeks to see urgent breast cancer referrals was missed by nearly 90% at Letterkenny University Hospital. The figures dropped sharply from 81.9% in January to 6.5% in February and 6.6% in March, before rising to 11.8% in April. In a statement to Highland Radio News, the HSE say that the breast service remains an ongoing challenge due to consultant vacancies. They add there have been delays in recruiting a second consultant breast surgeon in LUH. However, a locum breast surgeon has now accepted the position and is due to begin on August 19th. They also confirmed a second breast radiologist commenced work at the hospital in December 2025 in a temporary capacity, pending appointment to a permanent position. There are 18 breast clinics scheduled for August, and this number will increase once the second breast surgeon commences their role. Emma Hurt, Policy and Campaigns Manager with the Irish Cancer Society, joined Donmarie Doherty on today's Greg Hughes Show and said while the appointment is welcome, there should be lots more planning for the future.
I think kind of getting the staff in place in order to deliver the service is the actual right thing to do. I think this speaks to a fundamental issue, however, where we have a right now problem, which is unfortunately too many people. And in this situation, too many women trying to access breast disease clinics aren't actually getting in within the right time frame. But then there's a future problem. And I think it's really important that we talk about both of these things at the same time, that we're not just trying to address a short-term need. Actually, the need is only going to grow as time goes on, and there will be a doubling of cancer cases by 2045 compared to 2015. So what we really need to see, and while this is welcome that we are looking at additional staff in this case, but what we really need to see is a strategic plan in order to make sure that, first of all, we have enough people training into the required positions so that we will have enough radiologists, for example, that we will have enough consultant breast surgeons leading into the future, and at the same time that we're already or always building up our stock of equipment to make sure that the equipment is also there for the staff to manage as the need for symptomatic breast disease clinic services grows into the future.
A firefighter has highlighted the importance of CPR following an incident in Ballybuffet at the weekend. Ballybuffet United FC have confirmed that during their Legends match on Saturday, a participant suffered a sudden medical emergency on the pitch. CPR was commenced within moments and a defibrillator was quickly brought into use. Chris Patton is a coach at the club and a firefighter that intervened. He says it is vital that people know CPR in cases of similar incidents.
There was a former paramedic involved as well there, and a couple of firemen there. There was three of the Stranraer Fire Service members happened to be playing in the game. I was one of those. And we just attended to him as quickly as we could. We got the defibrillator that was there. There was a defibrillator in the clubhouse, and got the defibrillator and used it and performed CPR on the patient. Thankfully, he responded. The ambulance had already been called during the process, and then they arrived on scene and took over from there. I'm in a fortunate position as a member of the fire service that have EFR training done. A number of firemen throughout the county have it, not all firemen, but the majority of them do have it. And it is very, very beneficial, not just obviously as in my work, but obviously I can use that both at home and in my own day-to-day activities, which as it turned out has happened in this instant. I was playing a bit of football. So it is a vital, vital skill.
Aidan Thompson, the founder of Donegal Safety Training Solution, has highlighted defibrillators in the area.
They are in bright yellow boxes. So there's one at the Roadhouse, there's one at Gallagher's Garage, there's one outside the Credit Union in Ballybuffet, there's one at Reed's Garage in Stranorder, there's one down at the dentist across from St. Joseph's, there's one at Kelly's Butland Store in Stranorder, there's one at Harold's Yard out the Glenfin Road, and that there's ones in various locations. There's 13 in total in Ballybuffet and Stranraer. Now, that's only the ones that I installed. There's also ones in private premises as well and businesses.
Gardaí are investigating a number of thefts and burglaries reported across Donegal in recent days. Anyone with information about any of the incidents is being asked to contact Gardaí. Donmarie Doherty reports.
A burglary was reported at a home in Struve Greencastle where a number of tools were stolen from an unlocked shed. The incident happened between 1 and 6 o'clock on Sunday, July 26th. Among the items taken were a DeWalt drill, a Bosch hammer drill and several smaller tools. Meanwhile, Gardaí are investigating a burglary at a holiday home in Mahery Dunloe. The house was entered sometime between 1 and 3 o'clock yesterday morning when a Canon G6 400 camera was stolen. Residents had left the front door unlocked for family family members who were due to arrive home later that night. No damage was caused during the incident. And in Moville, a Grant oil boiler was stolen from the back garden of a house in the Ardfoyle area. The theft occurred sometime between 9 o'clock on Friday morning, July 24th, and 9 o'clock on Monday morning, July 27th. Gardaí are asking anyone who notices similar items being offered for sale on a second-hand basis or who has information about any of the incidents to get in touch with Investigating Gardaí.
A special needs coordinator from Donegal has disputed claims that autism support services are being spread too thin due to the sharp increase in diagnoses. A number of experts have raised concerns that the definition of autism has broadened too much to include people with milder characteristics or less complex support needs. Angela Ward is a special needs coordinator in a post-primary school in Donegal and a parent to a child with autism. She disagrees with these claims. She says waiting for assessments and an eventual diagnosis can take years.
Families very rarely seek an autism assessment lately. They usually come looking for an autism assessment after years and years of trying to understand why their child or indeed why themselves are struggling. And the idea that people are seeking an autism diagnosis almost as part of an identity quest doesn't reflect the reality that I see. You know, and speaking from a parental perspective, most parents would much rather hear that there's nothing different with their child than discover that their child has a lifelong neurodevelopment condition. On the flip side of that, I suppose a diagnosis can bring some relief because it gives an explanation, you know, not only to the parent but also to the child and helps them understand why they feel and why they see the world the way they do. But it is not something that I think that families celebrate. It comes after years of uncertainty and lots of guilt. Is it something I have done? Am I doing my parenting wrong? Frustration and repeated, that's what we hear, repeated attempts to get support, which is not easy to get.
62 families have started to move into brand new social housing in Letterkenny. The housing has been delivered by Clwyd in partnership with Donegal County Council, the Department of Housing, the Housing and Finance Agency, MCF Construction and Laurel Limited. 15 new social homes were delivered as part of the final phase of Ardna Grainne as a mix of 2, 3 and 4 bedroom terraced semi-detached and detached houses and 2 bedroom apartments. A further 47 homes were delivered by Clwyd in Arden Rua, Killylaston, which is made up of 2-bed apartments and 2, 3 and 4 bedroom terraced and semi-detached houses. Letterkenny University Hospital have said that the emergency department is extremely busy with high numbers of people attending who require admission to the hospital. In a statement, the HSE confirmed that in the past 7 days, 1,210 people attended the ED, with 280 attending by ambulance. Figures from the Irish Nurses and Midwives Organisation this morning confirmed that 51 people were admitted to LUH without a bed, the second highest figure in the state. 16 of those were in the emergency department. As patients face long waits, people are being urged to consider all healthcare options before attending the emergency department. As a result of the ongoing pressure, the HSE says they are reviewing some elective surgeries which may have to be deferred. Urgent and time-sensitive procedures are being prioritised and patients will be contacted directly if their procedure is being postponed. The time is 5:43. We'll be back after this short break.
Highland Sports is brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports. Find all your GAA essentials at michaelmurphysports.ie.
The time is 5:45. Kieran Cannon's here with the latest sports news.
Thank you very much. Katie, we will begin with Gaelic games. Sad news reaching us a number of hours ago that former president of the GAA, Liam O'Neill, has died. He was the head of the GAA from 2012 to 2015 and he was the 37th president of the association. He was actually president back in 2012 when Donegal last won the All-Ireland. He did pass away after a short illness at the age of 70. Current president of the GAA, Jarliff Burns, said at county level, Liam had been a pioneering figure in the adoption of technology to enhance and the governance of the organisation of our game. It was on his watch that the association first embraced the use of Hawkeye and the deployment of the Black card via the Football Review Committee, which he did establish. Now, Sabrina Rabbit has been ruled out of Sunday's All-Ireland Camogie final with a thumb injury. She's not the only concern for Galway manager Cathal Murray ahead of their clash with Cork. Aoife Donoghue, Niamh Mallon and Dervla Higgins, there are all doubts for the defending All-Ireland Camogie champions. To soccer now, the draw for the Women's FAI Cup semi-finals has been made. Defending champions Athlone Town will host Galway later this month. The other fixture sees Cork City welcome 2022 and 2024 winners Shelburne to Turner's Cross. Those semi-finals will be played on Saturday, August the 22nd. Derry City Football Club have confirmed that defender Rob Slevin has joined Coleraine on loan. The 28-year-old defender from County Cork has made 8 appearances for the County Stripes this season. He also lined out for Finn Harps back in the 2022 season. Shamrock Rovers face Albanian champions FK Egtia in the Europa League third qualifying round tonight. Rovers dropped down from the Champions League qualifiers after losing to Agrat Armenia 3-2 on aggregate last week. Kickoff in Tala tonight is at 8 p.m. Brentford are reportedly close to signing defender Donal O'Connor from Cork City. The 18-year-old reportedly underwent a medical at the Premier League club and he's set to join fellow Corkmen Nathan Collins and Kevin Kelleher at the club. O'Connor signed a contract extension with the First Division champions back in June of this year. Finally, to horse racing, Great Britain and Ireland's Shergar Cup team has received a massive boost after it was announced that both Dylan Brown McMonagall and Ryan Moore will ride in this event at Ascot this coming Saturday. Donegal man Brown McMonagall, who continued his remarkable season with 4 winners at Glorious Goodwood last week. The 23-year-old whose Goodwood victories included group race strikes on Exulus in the Gordon Stakes and Goody Two Shoes in the Little Lagtree is riding the quest of a wave lately, having landed this season's Oaks and Irish Oaks with Thundering On and Joanna Walsh respectively. So we'll be watching closely Dylan Brown McMonagall at Ascot this coming Saturday. Your next live Sport and Hill video is tomorrow morning after the 8 a.m. news. Back to you, Katie.
Thanks, Kieran. A number of incidents were recorded on roads in Donegal across the weekend. These came amid a major road traffic policing operation conducted by Gardaí. Garda Grainne Doherty gave an update following the operation on today's Greg Q show.
This enforcement operation focused on the 4 lifesaver offences of speeding, driving while under the influence of an intoxicant, alcohol or drugs, using a mobile phone while driving and not wearing a seatbelt. So a number of road traffic related offences were detected across Donegal over the course of the weekend. 18 vehicles of various descriptions, tractors, cars, e-scooters were seized for reasons such as no insurance, obstruction, no NCT, dangerous driving, and also from learner drivers who were driving while unaccompanied. And I just want to highlight that today. We just want to remind all learner permit drivers, they have to be accompanied by a qualified driver. That's under the Clancy Amendment. So a qualified driver is someone who has had a full valid driving licence in the same vehicle category for a minimum of 2 years. So if you're a learner driver, do not take to the roads unless you have this qualified driver with you. And 17, we get back to the drink drug driving now. So in Donegal across the weekend, 17 drivers were arrested on suspicion of drink and drug driving. And this is one of our stats now. During the first half of 2026, an average of 1 driver was arrested by an Garda Síochána every hour of every day for driving under the influence of drugs or alcohol. So that's 4,600 arrests that happened between the 1st of January and the 30th of June of this year.
Meanwhile, a 5-day Police Service of Northern Ireland road safety operation has resulted in 2,132 speeding detections, while a further 308 traffic offences were detected. Kate Barton and Brendan Tiny Vaughan are set to be presented with a Tip O'Neill Irish Diaspora Award. The gala ceremony will take place on Friday the 25th of September at the Inishowen Gateway Hotel in Buncrana. Ella Anderson has all the details.
The first recipient is Kate Barton, who is the granddaughter of four grandparents who emigrated from Ireland to Boston, Massachusetts. She is the global CEO of Dentons, the world's largest global law firm, where she leads their worldwide strategy, operations and growth. Kate previously held senior leadership positions at EY, including the global vice chair of tax and membership of the firm's global executive board. Meanwhile, Brendan Tiny Vaughan, a native of Carrigart, is widely recognised for his outstanding commitment to community, charity and the Irish diaspora. Having lived and worked in London, Boston, Paris and Berlin, he has remained deeply connected to his Donegal roots and active within Irish cultural and sporting organisations. In 2011, he founded the Donegal Hospice Calendar in memory of his mother, helping raise approximately €240,000 for hospice care. He also co-founded the London Irish Vintage Club, whose annual charity Vintage Day has raised over £1 million for worthy causes across Ireland and Britain. More information on the awards can be found on our website, highlandradio.com.
And now for the weather, mainly dry at first tonight with just isolated showers. Cloud will increase overnight, bringing outbreaks of rain and drizzle. Low temperatures of 11 to 14 degrees and moderate westerly winds, increasing fresh to strong in coastal parts. To conclude this evening's bulletin, the final report into the Creasa explosion has been submitted to the Director of Public Prosecutions. It was confirmed earlier this afternoon that the health and safety report had been sent in. 10 people lost their lives in the explosion at a petrol station in October 2022. Among them was 14-year-old Leona Harper. Her mother, Donna, says she and other families affected by the tragedy welcome today's news and remain hopeful that they will receive answers soon. The young man who died following a road traffic collision in Pedigo on Sunday has been named as Ronan King from Lurgan in County Armagh. He was killed when his car collided with a 4x4 vehicle on the R232 at around 2:45 in the afternoon. Gardaí are continuing to investigate the incident and are asking anyone with information to come forward. Gardaí have confirmed investigations have been launched following an incident at Fawn Marina on Saturday. They responded to reports of an assault at around 7:40 in the morning. A woman in her 20s received medical assistance. Gardaí say their investigations are currently ongoing. And figures from the latest HSE management data report shows that during April, the target time of 2 weeks to see urgent breast cancer referrals was missed by nearly 90% at Letterkenny University Hospital. The figures dropped sharply from 81.9% in January to 6.5% in February and 6.6% in March, before rising to 11.8% in April. In a statement to Highland Radio News, HSE say the breast service remains an ongoing challenge due to consultant vacancies. That's all from the newsroom for now. We will be back with another update at 7 o'clock. The obituary notices for this Tuesday evening, August 4th. The death has occurred of Liam Grant, Clarendon Manor Derry, and late of Gollan Hill Fawn and Buncrana. Liam's remains will be reposing at the family home in Fawn tomorrow from 12 noon, where you're all welcome to pay your respects. Removal from there on Thursday at 5:45, going to St Mary's Church Cock Hill for reception prayers at 6:30. Requiem Mass will take place on Friday afternoon at 3 o'clock, followed by interment in the adjoining graveyard. Requiem Mass can be viewed on churchservices.tv. Family time, please, from 10 p.m. to 11 a.m. Family flowers only, please, donations in lieu, if desired, to Mary's Meals, care of any family member. The death has taken place of Nora McGuigan, née Doherty, of Murlough Downings, reposing at her home. Shuttle bus running from the GAA Centre Downings from 6:30 until 9 o'clock today, and between 4 o'clock and 9 o'clock tomorrow. House private each morning until noon and after the rosary at 9 o'clock. Family time on the morning of the funeral. Requiem Mass will be held on Thursday at St John the Baptist Church, Carrigart, at 11 o'clock. Burial afterwards in the adjoining graveyard. Family flowers only, please, donations in lieu, if desired, to Meva Day Centre or care of any family member. The death has occurred of John E. Doherty, Craignagore, Clonmany. John's remains will repose at his home in Craignagore from 12 o'clock tomorrow, where all are welcome to pay their respects. Removal from there on Friday morning at 9:15 to St Mary's Church Clonmany for 10 o'clock Requiem Mass, followed by burial in the new cemetery. Requiem Mass can be viewed live on the parish webcam. Family time please from 10 p.m. till 12 midday. Family floors only please donations in lieu if desired to St Columbkill Village Clea Clonmany, care of any family member or Blaine McCarran, Kelly's funeral directors. The death has occurred of Sarah McGonigal, née McGilloway, Rockstown, Clonmany. Sarah is reposing at her home. Funeral leaving from there tomorrow at 10:30, going to St Michael's Church, Irish, for Requiem Mass at 11 o'clock, with burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Family flowers only please donations in lieu if desired to Beech Hill Manor Patient Comfort Fund, care of any family member or Comiskey funeral directors. House private please from 10 o'clock and on the morning of the funeral. Funeral Mass can be viewed live on churchservices.tv. And the death has occurred of Damien McGuinness, Church Road, Killybegs, County Donegal. Reposing at McBertie's funeral home, Killybegs, until 7 o'clock today. Funeral Mass tomorrow at 11 o'clock in St Mary of the Visitation Church, Killybegs, with burial afterwards in the local cemetery. Mass will be streamed live at mcn.live. For family information and more details regarding wakes and funerals, please go to highlandradio.com.